And a very good evening to everybody. The program is Off the Wall. Emmanuel Goldstein here with you. This week, coming to you from the streets of Beijing, this is what an audible walk signal sounds like at a major intersection. This show was taped back in April of this year when I was wandering around the streets of Beijing. You'll hear all kinds of traffic, and eventually I'll find my way inside a shopping center where you'll hear me negotiate the price for an item, and I will eventually buy it. So tune in for an hour on the streets and in the malls of Beijing, next on Off the Wall. This is Emmanuel. I'm standing on the streets of Beijing, and it's mid-afternoon, and everybody's out. It's pretty incredible. In fact, this noise you hear now is a speaking bus. I don't know what exactly they're saying, but every time these buses go by, you hear a voice like that. They could be going by at 40 miles an hour, and they're still speaking. I'm not sure, since I haven't been on a bus, I'm kind of afraid, actually. I'm not sure if they're speaking to the passengers or if they're speaking to the people in the street, but these things are always talking as they're driving by, and a mechanized, usually female voice that just is barking out some kind of command or something like that. Now, the reason I'm recording this now is because I just want to capture the spirit of the street here in Beijing. The spirit, I guess, is one of survival. It's where you have to keep your wits about you or you will not survive. It's quite simple, really. The rules just are not the same as what we're used to. And to prove this, what I'm going to do is I'm going to walk towards a major intersection. Well, actually, every intersection is pretty major around here. I'm looking out at a street that has, probably about 10 to 12 lanes of traffic in it. And by traffic, I don't mean just cars. I mean everything from trucks and buses to bicycles and weird-looking moped-type devices, enclosed motorcycles. Of course, bicycles with houses attached to them and all sorts of other things. As I'm walking down the street here, though, on the way to the intersection, I'm passing something which is rather unique to Chinese culture, and that is the good old-fashioned wall posters. So I guess maybe that's kind of an old term to use now, since they're not really wall posters. They're pretty much pages from the newspaper, and they go all the way down the street. What's amazing is that everybody lines up to read these things. I mean, I'm looking down, I see maybe 25 of these things going on into the distance, and every single one of them has somebody staring at it, reading whatever is on there, which happens to be a page from. I mean, here on this one I'm looking at right now, there's six people crowded looking at a story. I guess it's what Britney Spears is up to or something. I don't know. I don't know what... It's all in Chinese, so I can't really tell what it is they're reading. But there's great fascination. If we tried this back home, I'd like to try it. If we put up a little kiosk and stuck every single page of the New York Times onto it, would people line up to read this? I think that'd be a fascinating experiment. No doubt one which would land us in court for copyright infringement, but regardless, I would like to know if people would take that kind of an interest, because it just seems so different, so alien. And of course, you can buy the newspaper, too, on the street, but a lot of people seem to prefer reading it this way. Yeah, actually, I just came up to one of these kiosks here, and they have the newspaper in English, so I can stand here like a true native of Beijing and read the paper on the street, which is pretty cool. I can read the today's edition of Peanuts or Dilbert, and it's a copy of China Daily, which nobody else is looking at, so I think I'm going to make my way down the street. Again, it's busy as it always is in Beijing, night or day. But I picked this particular time because I think it's especially busy around 4 o'clock in the afternoon. It'll be dramatic trying to get across the street. Right now we're walking down a rather long boulevard. A bunch of bicyclists in the pathway closest to me, and a huge amount of traffic in the sections beyond that. And we're going to try crossing that in just a little while. Okay, so we're getting closer to the intersection now. And actually, this first time crossing is not... I'm not crossing the main part of the street. I'm crossing the side street. This is annoying, too. The bicyclists on the sidewalk as well as on the street. I don't know who I should fear the most. I really don't. Pedestrians, even. It's a challenge to get past them sometimes. They seem to walk directly into you. Anyway, as I approach the intersection, I can't help but notice there's a huge amount of cars going down the side street as well. Maybe I should just sort of take it in before I attempt anything. There, someone's out in the middle of the street while the cars are moving against them. Incredible how people take their lives into their hands just to get across the street. But ironically, I have not seen any accidents or fatalities or anything you might expect to see. But looking out over the side street, I'm struck by the fact that there's no light for us. There's a light for the cars. There's a light for the cars moving in any direction, but there's no signal that the pedestrians can see. Which I suppose sort of makes sense, because it doesn't really help you if there is a signal. I'm going to get into that in just a second. I think we can go now. There are people crossing, but that by no means indicates that it's safe. So let's give it a shot. Okay, and they're parking right at me, so let me get out of the way quickly. See, here's the deal. This is what's different about the streets of Beijing. You may be walking across the street. You may even have a green light. I got to stop now. There's a car coming. I just have to come to a full stop because there's multiple cars coming. In fact, I even have to back up now because there's 3 cars coming abreast of each other. You'd never have to do this in New York. All right, I'm going to try and cut across now. See, the thing is, even though you have the green light, the cars can come and make a right turn even though they have a red light. Then they can do it without stopping. And they have the right of way, and there's nothing you can do about it. It's a sad fact, but it's a true fact. It's pretty unbelievable the first couple of times you experience this. You just simply cannot believe how aggressive the cars are, how intimidated the pedestrians are, and how somehow that seems to work. It's really kind of bizarre. Right now I'm looking out. It seems like complete mayhem. People are walking in every which way. Bicyclists are going wherever they feel like. Cars are just sort of hurtling through the crowds, making right turns without stopping while people scatter like I just did. And, of course, you can hear everybody is honking and beeping. Somebody running across the intersection right now. It's utter mayhem. There's no other word for it. But somehow it seems to be some kind of a controlled mayhem, because while there's plenty of emotion being poured into the car horns and bicycle bells and various other things, I never really see anybody getting particularly angry. In New York or in any part of the U.S., I imagine at this stage there'd be people jumping on other people's hoods and brandishing all kinds of weapons, filling out forms to lawsuits and all sorts of things like that. And here, yeah, you know, once you get past the intersection, it seems like you may not live through, you kind of get on with your life. And I just almost witnessed a head-on collision between 2 bicycles. That's not something you see every day, but here, yeah, you do. There's even no restrictions at all. Buses, traffic cops are sort of milling about, watching all this with a detached interest. Massive trucks. And the other thing which is unusual is that the traffic lights that are here are very few and far between. There's one traffic light for the cars going one direction. There's an arrow for cars making a left turn. And then there's, I guess, one light for the other direction. But that's pretty much it. Okay, now the cars have come to a stop. I could cross now because there's a walk sign, but I didn't cross quickly enough. I'd never make it. I'd be stuck in the middle of the street, and that's definitely not a good thing. It's not what you want to do. So instead, what I think I'm going to do is just watch for anything spectacular that might happen here next couple of minutes. We'll see just how long it takes. There's a whole herd of bicyclists just piling into a bunch of pedestrians. Wow, it's amazing that no one gets smashed here by these things. Oh, and the other sound of Beijing that you might become familiar with in listening to this is, I can't do it myself. I never have been able to make this sound, much to my detriment. It's the sound of somebody spitting, you know, that sound they make before they spit. You hear that sound everywhere. In fact, I heard it on my plane coming over to Beijing. I was flying Air China, so I guess it's traditional or something. Complete with follow-through and everything. I don't know what he spit into, but he spit into something. Or she, it could have been a she. Everybody does it around here. I'm not quite sure how something like that becomes part of a culture, but it sure is a part of this culture. You hear that every place you go. You could be sitting in the middle of a 5-star restaurant, and someone's going to make the sound about to spit, and then they actually do spit somewhere. It's kind of hard to bridge these cultural gaps sometimes, but I guess it's important that we at least try. Okay, it's also very hard to know when the light's about to change. There's only one light, and it's, it just turned to yellow, so I'm going to try to get out as soon as I can. But remember, any car is making right turns and go through, any bicyclist can go through. So even though, I have to come to a full stop, and I just barely stepped off the curb, and I might have to turn back. That's how insane this is. If more cars coming through, I'm going to cut this car off with my body and see what happens. Meanwhile, this car's making left turns on arrows. The guy's backing up into the middle of the intersection. This is not good. Okay. And the walk sign has just turned off. It's not red, it's not green, it's not anything. It's just, I almost got hit from behind. That's great. Didn't even realize what's going on here. Okay, I think I'm going to make it, but the walk sign is just completely off, so I don't even know what that means. I guess, you know, it's sort of akin to having a fear of flying, because whenever you arrive someplace, you're always extremely happy to get there. And that's how I feel whenever I cross the street here. It's very happy just to get to the other side in one piece. And it heightens your awareness. It heightens your sense of being alert to all manner of things which could strike you or hit you or otherwise be a threat to you. So, one more intersection successfully navigated. What we're going to do now is I almost get hit by a bicycle on the sidewalk. I see a piece of a bicycle here, too. Apparently somebody wasn't too successful. I'm going to head back on the other side of the street now in the direction I came from. I'm going to cross an intersection which is even more challenging, I think. It has more lights, but it's a bit more challenging. Many is the time that I've spent an entire cycle in the middle of that intersection just sort of hoping I don't get hit from any of the four directions that vehicles are coming. But first I have to cross the side street again to get back into the direction I'm going. And that's kind of hard to do because, again, there's no walk sign or don't walk sign. For some reason that sign is off. Cars are making left turns now, left directionals from the main road onto the side street. As soon as that stops, I'm going to try to step out and cross over. Because I have bicycles coming at me from both sides, and now I have cars making right turns. Oh, and you know what? The light just turned green for them. I'm not quite sure how that happened. I guess the green directional precedes the green for the side street, which is the opposite of what it does on other intersections. So, it's a bit confusing, but I can live with it. So basically, what it means is, you know, it's actually sometimes safer to step out when the light is red. I don't know why, but sometimes there are less cars coming in the direction that you want to go. Okay, now I think I can make it safely across. There's nobody making a right turn. And, I'm halfway across. Looks like I'm going to make it without any further incident. Okay, that happens sometimes. That happens sometimes where you go all the way across the street and you don't actually have to worry as much. I'm passing now a herd of small dogs. Also, something else about China, which I find to be rather interesting and strange, is that those dogs that you do see are invariably very tiny dogs. I don't know if that's because there's not much space or because... I also don't know why people walk directly into me. I honestly don't know. I'm used to walking in New York where you walk to the side of somebody and they walk past you, but so many times people seem to just aim right at you, and I don't know what it is I'm supposed to do. I mean, I jump out of the way at the last minute, but I mean, is it polite to hit them or something? Is it polite to walk directly into somebody? Maybe that's a way of introducing yourself. I don't know. Obviously, I have a long way to go understanding this culture if I can't figure out how to walk past somebody. But I'm willing to give it a shot. But yes, small dogs. For some reason, there's all kinds of small dogs in this place. Not big dogs. I don't know. Maybe there just isn't enough room for the big dogs. Maybe the big dogs are off doing something else, someplace else. Another thing, actually, this is important to point out. People cross the street in other ways. They don't necessarily have to risk their lives. In fact, I think this is probably encouraged, where they have these pedestrian bridges or underpasses that people use. And basically, the purpose of that, obviously, almost get run over in a driveway. Unbelievable. The purpose of that is simply to not have to worry about crossing the actual street. You climb up a whole series of steps, and you get a very nice view of the street as you go over as well. Well, you go down into a little tunnel, and that goes under the street, and you emerge magically on the other side. The funny thing, though, about this particular staircase I'm going past is that it takes up the entire sidewalk, so that you have literally space for one person to walk past it at a time. And that's really kind of inconvenient, so it defeats the whole purpose, I think. But I successfully made it past the bridge going over the road. And getting ever closer to the dangerous intersection, which I should point out is not the most dangerous intersection by any stretch of the imagination. This road, in fact, isn't even that big. I said it was about 8-10 lanes across. Okay, that's, you know, it's a big road, but it's not a huge road. There are even bigger roads, even more... there are roads where you have to pretty much plan out that you're going to cross them as a day trip. You know, by Wednesday we'll be on this side of the road and we can continue on our journey. It's really unlike anything that I think we're used to. Okay, I'm pretty much at the intersection now, and I'm going to first attempt to cross the side street, which is... actually, there are traffic cops here, so it might not be so bad. If it's anything like New York, traffic cops only make it worse. We have, I'd say, about 10 lanes of traffic here, plus 2 lanes of bicyclists in each direction. The thing about the bicyclists, which is rather annoying, is that they can go both directions in either one of their lanes, so you never know which direction you're going to get hit by. Okay, the only problem here is that there's a traffic cop with a red flag, and he's actually physically preventing people from walking out in the middle of the road, which ordinarily I would applaud as a nice thing to do, but in this case, sometimes that's the only way you can get across the street. Basically, you see that nobody's coming down the bicycle lane, so you cross the bicycle lane. You see that nobody's coming down the right turn lane, so you cross that. And you see that most of the cars have the red lights, so you're walking through the middle of the street, and you wait for the cars that are making the left turns to go through on their arrow. Sometimes that's the only way to cross. Okay, now we're getting the signal, so... Oh, great, a bicyclist is blocking the entire crosswalk, and that's nice. All right, so heading out now across the side street, and we have quite a long ways to go, and there's buses just plowing into the crowds, making their right turns on red without stopping. Bicycles coming at you from every single direction, taxis, even an SUV. But the good news is that we still have a green man on the walk sign, and a couple other traffic cops here on this side making sure nobody gets hurt too badly, I suppose. And we've made it to this first part. Now, I still have to cross the main part of the street. And that's going to be rather difficult because traffic cops are preventing people from crossing it in a fair way. And you're going to have to actually follow the rules which are stacked against the pedestrians. So, I guess we'll have to see what happens. Now, ordinarily, I would be halfway across the street by now because the green left turn directions are on. Okay, they're letting us go against the light, which is fair. That's the only way we can make it. And I'm pretty much past the bicycle lanes, past the first right turn lane. I should also point out that anybody can make a right turn. They don't have to be in the right turn lane. They don't have to stop when they do so. Okay, I'm halfway across now. But now there are cars veering into the crowds. And there's really nothing to do but stand here in the middle of traffic while they all go across. And in just a moment, the other guy's going to get the green light. I'm going to be threatened by those guys as well. This is unbelievable. Okay, I gotta just, like, run out of here. Hope that this guy doesn't speed up. Okay, I made it. I made it, and I'm almost across the street. And I made it across the street. That was just one intersection. But it sure does feel good. Does that seem like a quiet intersection to you? It's because there are a whole bunch of traffic cops there, and cars do tend to act a bit more polite. Walking around on the crazy intersections, I discovered this really insane street that seems to be filled with buses. I mean, just non-stop buses honking and beeping and voices coming out of them, those robot voices, and just a whole lot of people piling out and running around. Very narrow street too, buses coming in different directions, and this is the kind of thing that you sort of come across wandering around here in the streets of Beijing. Really strange sights with people engaged in some kind of activity that just is alien to you. And on the way over, too, I should point out that what I mentioned about people never getting angry, actually, I did see somebody get angry on the way over. This middle-aged female bicyclist, I can't imagine what she was thinking, but she went around the back of this motor vehicle and then cut across the front of the car, and then got very angry when the guy almost hit her. It seemed like that's really the only thing he could have done at that point. And it was amazing that he wasn't actually doing that. But she actually got off her bicycle and was yelling and screaming at him. But I think the people watching were kind of amused by the whole thing. That's really the only time in Beijing I've seen anything like that. I saw something similar in Shanghai a couple of years ago. And again, that involved bicyclists threatening a motorist for one reason or another. Everything else, though, has been pretty calm. Well, as calm as it could possibly be in China. What you have to understand is that this is a place where people just don't act the same way. There's a lot of pushing, a lot of shoving. People don't say please or thank you. They really don't. And I'm not saying that is a negative thing. I'm just saying that's a cultural thing. And a good indication of that is, as in Shanghai on the subway, when the subway pulls in, everybody pushes to get onto the subway before anybody has a chance to get off, which really seems kind of strange and self-defeating, but that's the way it's done. We wouldn't have buses yelling at us in the streets of New York. We'd have cars stopping and letting pedestrians and bicycles go by. We'd have all sorts of things that we just come to expect not to see here. It's really, and here's something else too. I'm walking past some shops right now, and each one of them has a little megaphone in front of it that is barking out. I don't know what this means. I really don't know what that means, but it sure makes me want to go into that store and buy things. There's a whole row of little shops here. I mean really little shops, too, about big enough to hold two people. And of course, the buses are still going by. And every one of them seems to have, one of these little megaphone devices in front of them. And they're all, I guess, extolling the virtues of the shop. And they sell everything from shoes to food. There's a huge lone dumpling sitting out on a little tray, so I guess I could get that if I wanted to. Some people choose to play music, some people choose to simply have some kind of distorted announcement. I guess it's up to your own personal preference. One thing that you don't get a whole lot of here, because I have what is known as a Western face, and what that means is in tourist quarters, you get a lot of people running up to you saying hello and trying to sell you something, thinking that that's what you're there for. You buy things to spend your Western money and use your Western lack of common sense. But here, I have a feeling I'm on a street that is not catered to Westerners or tourists in any way. And I think the sooner I get out of here, the happier they'll be. But for right now, I'm content just walking down the street, seeing all these different clothing shops. There's some sneakers. Every single one of them is playing some kind of sound outside. I think she said something about Tommy Hill. Now that's something else that in any city in the West that I can think of, this just would not fly. But you kind of have to, you know, suspend your disbelief when you're in a place like this and just adapt, whether it be taking your life in your hands and you cross the street, or getting all kinds of noise pollution when you happen to be walking down the street. And I noticed actually that I'm in a district where they have those little tiny streets with a one or two story brick buildings. These are the streets that are being slowly demolished as Beijing builds and builds, and they really are building. It's incredible. This is a city that has 24-hour construction, 7 days a week. The place I was staying, you could hear the workers pounding on the building next door, which I swear has added about four or five stories since I arrived here. And that kind of thing is just so alien to me. Imagine workers working on buildings in the middle of the night. This doesn't happen. But as a result of that, we see a tremendous amount of construction, a lot of things being finished. So it's quite a place to look at. I was only here about 2 years ago, and it's changed so much in that period of time. How has it changed? Well, I see a lot more buildings, obviously. People seem more, I don't want to say open, well, I do want to say open, but not open in the sense that they're welcoming you with open arms. They just seem to be expressing themselves more. I see a lot more diverse fashion, diverse hairstyles. I don't feel as under scrutiny here as I did a couple of years ago. It just has a different feel to it. I suppose a lot of it, of course, is the anticipation of 2008 with the Olympics, and realizing that the whole world is going to be here. I really don't want to get hit by a bus, and there's plenty of opportunity to do that here. There must be about 20 buses on the street right now. I haven't seen any cars. This is just like some kind of bus commune. Really unbelievable, the things that you stumble upon just by walking down the street. And that's what you have to do, polluted as it is. And really, I'm nowhere near you. I'm really, you know, kind of at a loss to breathe sometimes because of the pollution. But it's really the only way to see a place. And if you ride in a taxi, you know, you're going to see it at about the same speed because of so much congestion. Really the only way to see a place is just to get out and see it, explore as much as you can. Then you come upon places like this, or just weird side streets that you'll probably never find again. And you have something to talk about, something to remember. Okay, that was not my fault. Someone was running for the bus, and I didn't know if she was going to run to the left of me or to the right of me. I just knew whichever way I went, she was going to go the same way, so I stopped. I didn't go anywhere. And then she did the same thing, and we just stared at each other for about 5 seconds. I always feel like that's my fault, but, I mean, someone give me a rule book or something. Should I always be on the left or the right or the outside or the inside? I don't know. I don't know the rules. I don't know there are rules. It just seems like in New York we have it worked out, you know, where I'm not always constantly running into people, and we seem to understand how to pass each other. So we say goodbye to the bus neighborhood and move on to someplace else. Okay, I moved away from the crazy bus area, and I'm now on a fairly normal street, but wow, that was a lot of fun. It's just so amazing that in the time I spent here, and in the previous time I spent here, you see so little insofar as confrontation, not just between people, but between, say, cops and civilians. I don't think I've seen anybody, with all the traffic chaos that's going on around here, I don't think I've seen anybody pulled over or having tickets be written or anything like that. Maybe that's not a good thing, I don't know, but all I know is in New York, really any place in the States where you drive, there's a cop someplace pulling people over. It just seems to happen. And here, it's more like people are left alone, and they sort of fend for themselves, and they don't do a half bad job at it. It's just a little chaotic and dirty, but people seem to get through it okay, and I guess that's what matters in the end. But you'd think that a country like this, there'd be more of a watchful eye being kept on the civilians and more stepping in of various law enforcement authorities with the slightest provocation. And that just doesn't seem to be happening here. It seems to be more like people just going about their day-to-day lives. It's kind of cool. And it's also kind of cool to be left alone walking down the street. That's about to change, I'll tell you that right now, because I happen to know this street. This street has a bunch of bars on one side, and like I mentioned before, I've got a western face. And what that means is that everybody is going to be trying to pull me into these places, and if that doesn't work, there are all the DVD salesmen who seem to always want to target people like me, or really, I think people like anybody, because everybody seems to want DVDs these days. I've half a mind to stop and ask, okay, what is on these DVDs that's so amazing, and how much do they actually cost? Because I always just kind of brush on by, and it could be the deal of a lifetime. It could be amazing. It could be the DVD I've been waiting for. There are people trying to sell you marijuana here as well, which is kind of surprising. I didn't think I'd see that in China, but yeah, it's out there, and the people are relatively easy to spot too. I actually came within a hair's breadth of being hit by a motorized bicycle on the way over here. You know, despite all the knowledge I have of this, having gone through it, I still am perplexed as to how I could have avoided this. I was trying to cross one of those massive streets, and there were all these cars lined up in the right-hand lane that were trying to make a right turn without stopping. The only problem was that the cars in front of them were stopped, so they had to stop, but they had made it so that it was so tight that no pedestrian could fit through. And so I simply was walking to the point where I could squeeze between two cars. Keep in mind, I had the green light. I had the damn green light. And while I was doing that, this motorized bike just comes tearing up and practically smacks right into me. He had a red light. I had a green light. Yet it was no question that he was right and I was wrong in this culture. Unbelievable.
Hello, sir. Ladybug?
Okay.
Ladybug?
No, that's okay.
Ladybug,
no, I'm fine on that department.
That's fine.
No, I'm fine. Well, it's really nice of him to offer a lady partner for a fairly low price. Competitive rates, I must say. but I got places to be. So I christened this the Hello Street because everyone comes up to you and says hello because you have a Western face and therefore must be a fool. Ready to part with your money and spend it on anything. DVDs, marijuana, women, you name it.
No DVDs.
No thank you. Couldn't have come at a better time, could it? By the latest hits, too. It's interesting because that stand I just passed, they sell cigarettes, they sell all sorts of things, and there's only one DVD on there, but that's what they're pushing. That's where the money is.
Hello,
another offer for a lady. So far it's two ladies and one DVD, and no pot yet, but I'm sure that'll change. Sorry?
Please?
No, thank you. Pillows? Oh, maybe she said beers. I don't know. Apparently it's happy hour, too, so that makes it a lot harder to get down the street. It's nice when people seem genuinely happy to see you, though. Oh, no, I'm fine. Thank you. Thank you so much. Okay, at least I heard what he's saying this time. He's saying lady bar. Lady bar massage. It's kind of weird terminology, but I guess it's this. Okay, I'm crossing a very small street, but it's also very dangerous. It's the official song of Beijing. Now my favorite place in the world at the moment is the Yasho Clothing Market, where we'll be pounded like bees on honey here, or whatever the phrase is, to buy various things, both inside and out. It's a six-story building that has all sorts of clothing stuff throughout it, and food as well. And various souvenirs. I'm actually going to try to buy a souvenir. We'll see how that goes. This is where a lot of foreigners go, because we're right in the embassy district. So it's got a lot of Western faces here. And it's unusual for a store in that the people selling things are particularly aggressive. They'll chase you. They'll grab you. They'll throw things in your face. And best of all, the price will go down dramatically as you walk away. And now I'm on the floor with clothing stuff.
My question is, do you want to buy a T-shirt?
I do not want to buy a T-shirt at this time.
Hi, you want to buy a T-shirt?
Apparently I'm in the T-shirt section.
Hello.
Hello.
Ice cream.
Ice cream, yes, I see. I'm just looking.
Coffee.
Okay. I'll come back after the children have left. Spent hours on each floor, literally. Going from place to place. Each stall is a different merchant. Heading up the escalator to the next floor. Maybe we can find silk products.
Chinese T-shirt.
I don't want a Chinese T-shirt. Well,
do you like some kimono
pajamas? No, I'm fine on that. I got all my kimono stuff.
Hello, I
want to
make a suit. 2 days to make.
2 days. 2 days to make a suit. That's good. Here's what I want to do. I want to walk through this floor until 10 people say hello to me. I'm just going to go live until 10 people say hello separately without me starting anything. So, on your mark, Get set. Go.
That's a different
stuff. Okay, I think I'm in an unfriendly area now. They're actually selling things to people, so they don't have time for me. Yeah, sure. I'm sure that'll change very quickly.
I don't know, friend.
That's one. Okay, there was a second one there. Don't know if you could hear it. Yeah, that counts. It's a hi and it was a hello. That is a hi. Hi counts as hello. That's four. I'm going to walk past the escalators to the other section.
Stay there.
Hello? No, I'm cool. No, thank you. Is that six or seven? I think it's six. Okay, that was seven from across the hallway there. Should be able to wrap it up here. No, thank you. Let's go down this aisle.
Do you want to buy pajamas?
No, thank you. I want to buy pajamas. But there was a hello in there, so that's nine. Just need one more. Only women's lingerie. No wonder it's slow. Why would they think I want to buy women's lingerie? Okay, that was number 10. So, took a little longer than I thought, but then again, I wasn't sort of in the wrong section for this. If I had been in a men's section, I'm sure that I would have gotten 10 hellos right away. But still, that was incredibly quickly. Try doing that in Macy's. You know, try getting 10 people to say hello to you. No grabbers, though. No grabbers. People do grab you and try to pull you into their stall, which isn't nearly as scary as it sounds, but it's definitely a freaky experience. Actually, I would like to try one other thing. Before I actually attempt to buy something, go up to the fifth floor. There's five floors in the basement here. They're all packed with people trying to sell you things. But the fifth floor is unique in that it has food. And I'm a little hungry now. I'm not actually going to buy any food, but I am going to look at the food. And what do you think happens when you're interested in possibly buying food? They give you free samples. So I'm going to just walk around and see how many free samples I can get, and then try and ease my way out of the place without getting killed. Well, it's pretty easy, actually. You don't have to worry about that. But it's just a whole lot of fun to have all these people trying to sell you things. And I don't think that happens in other food courts where people actually hand you food, like lots of it, just because you're thinking of buying something from them. But let's see how it goes. It's looking really casual here. Hello. Oh, what's this? What is that?
Chicken.
I'll try that. Thank you. Oh, that's very good. Okay. I'll come back. Thank you.
Hello. Dumplings
there? That's a dumpling? Okay.
You
have a mask on your face. It's kind of hard to understand what you're saying. Uh-huh. Not because of the mask. All right.
Five noodles.
Okay. I will consider that. I'll come back. I'm just going to sort of take it all in. There's beer. I don't suppose they give any samples of that. That chicken thing was good. And I got it within like 2 seconds stepping off the escalator. Hello. Spring rolls, sour dumplings. Oh, look at that. That's chicken. I think this is the same thing I just had. Oh, that's hot. That's very hot. Oh. No beef, too. Okay. Oh, let me try that. A piece of beef. Beef and onion. Not as hot, yeah. That's good. That's very good. That's cool. apparently. Three pieces of food. Oh, another piece of food. Okay, that's what we got here. Another piece of chicken. Four and a piece of beef. Okay. Is that beef? What is that? Eggplant. Oh, and give me a plate, too. Let's try the eggplant. Oh, my God. All right. Five beef. I'm getting full here. Okay. Oh, thank you. A napkin. I need a napkin. All right. Chicken. Okay. I'll come back. All right. You know, it's almost to the point where I've had too much food. I'm actually walking away from the free samples. I've had six or seven pieces already. And I've just been here about 2 minutes. And they seem to want to keep feeding me. And if you buy the food, it's cheap as well. You pay like a couple of dollars to get food here. And I'm on the other side. Turkish food. I'll keep that in mind. Okay, I should point out I'm actually not taking the samples anymore because I do have dinner plans and I don't want to get completely filled up on free stuff. But wow, it's kind of cool. It's kind of cool. Here's a hot pot area. Get a little flame at your table in a pot and you do the rest. I do feel a little guilty coming up here and taking their food and leaving without giving them anything in return. But I like to think that I've given them some cultural exchange in return. I'm just going to try to slink out of here without being seen as somebody who hasn't given them anything. But now I'm actually going to try and buy something.
Hello. What you have?
Oh, memory cards. I could have used those before.
Which one?
I have enough. No, I have plenty of memory cards.
Yeah, plenty of memory cards.
Yeah.
If we can be okay.
Okay. How much is 4 gigabytes? 300.
Yes.
Okay. All right.
Give money.
Sorry?
Okay.
Well, no, I'll come back later, but I'm just wondering what it is.
Okay, how much?
300. Okay. Could I get it for 200?
Which one you okay?
250. 250 for 4 gig. That's very good.
4 gig.
That's very good. Well, I don't. 8 gig now. It's
no,
double
8
the size.
Fresh memory.
That's a memory stick. Okay, we're talking about two different things.
Fresh memory, okay? For computer. Okay.
I'll keep that in mind.
Okay, okay,
slink away for a second. Trying to offer me something else.
Yeah,
what's that's 4 gig memory stick for 250.
Okay, okay.
That's good.
Okay.
Okay, I'll go to the ATM. I'll be back. We're kind of insistent here. Just want to look around. I have no interest at all in memory sticks or anything like that. How much is that? Right, I'll keep looking. How much?
Cheaper?
That's 50. It's tempting. It's very tempting. How much? I could name my price, huh?
You say how much.
I say how much. This is so difficult. Well, let me see. What if... Is there a third one? You have that one and you have this one. Is there another one?
How much?
I'm just looking for a third food. Let's see. How about these three for 100? 100 cash right now that I have on me.
Okay.
Okay?
Okay.
All right. I feel guilty, but it's the price of a lifetime here. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. It's not bad at all.
Hello, sir.
Hello.
All
right, just spent all my money. So actually that was 65 each, and well, actually the third one was a little bit smaller, so figure I probably would have spent at least 170 on those. That's if that was the price I paid. I got all three for 100. I'm sure I could have gotten a lot lower than that if I'd really concentrated. But you know, when you think about it, that's the equivalent of 10 U.S. dollars. It's really not that much at all. Of course, the thing you also have to remember is that you can probably buy these things anywhere in the world, so there's an urge to get carried away when you're buying things like this. So I'm going to try and stop it while I can. But I'm still going to look around a little bit more.
Hi.
Do you have any watches? I think you do. There must be 1,000 watches here. No, I'm okay. I know what time it is. I've never seen so many watches in my life.
Hello.
Hello. So games or DVDs?
Games.
Oh.
Want some games?
I'm just looking.
Game Boy.
Yeah, I don't have a Game Boy. That's the only problem.
DVDs.
Don't have that either.
No.
Just have a computer.
Computer game you want?
No time for games, unfortunately.
Some memory card you need.
Memory cards, back to memory cards. Okay.
Which one you need?
How much is a 4 gig SD memory card?
SD?
Yeah.
Only 2 gigs.
Only 2, how much is that? 38, oh, that's good. 38 would be nice. 380, okay.
Okay, I give you...
Well, I'm coming back later, I'm just taking prices now, I'm going to compare with the other guys.
Okay, so which price?
Is that the best price?
How
that's
much?
The best price.
How much?
Well, the guy over there said 300.
Huh?
The guy over there said 300.
300.
That's what he said, but, you know, I don't know. But,
okay.
290. Wow, you're beating it. Okay, well, I'll come here then.
Because you're honest.
Because I'm honest?
Honest.
I'm honest, yes. Well, I'm glad you appreciate that. Okay, what time are you open until? Because I have to get money.
You can use credit card.
I don't have credit cards.
First of all, I can take money.
Okay.
And now it's 7:10.
Okay. 850. Yeah, okay. 850.
Okay.
Give me the card. Yes, thank you. Great. All right. Boy, do I feel horrible now. Just lied to that poor woman. I'm never going to come back. But I got a business card and a nice smile. Can't really put a price on that, although the price she put on it was $290. Okay, well, the transaction was completely successful. I almost didn't get out of there, though. She really was pretty aggressive. That's why you kind of have to make something up in order to walk out the door, because they have everything covered. They take cash, they take credit cards, they take your DNA and bill you later. It's basically you have to tell all kinds of fibs in order just to be able to walk away cleanly. But the thing is, I made it out of there, and I don't ever have to come back. I feel a little guilty. I feel guilty for taking their food. I feel guilty for saying I'm going to come back to all these places I'm not coming back to. But I think that's like part of the whole sales technique. That's what you get. You get a lot of insincerity from the customers as well. Yeah, I got some nice Buddha statues out of it as well for cut rate price, which is probably about the same price I would pay anywhere else, but it's the experience. The experience is what really matters. So I get back to New York, I know this is going to happen, where in a store I'm going to try to bargain down, but that's just not done in New York. But who knows, maybe I'll start a fad. Something else that is not done here is tipping, which is incredible. You can't tip. Even if you try, they give it back to you. So that's something that hopefully I also will remember is not the case in New York. That could lead to injuries. I'm going to go back to risking my life trying to get safely across the street. It's Emmanuel from Beijing. Looking forward to coming back to the States and readjusting to the strange life over there.
北京时间11点整，
百年僧德。
十年服务中国，森德暖气给您无限选择。北京人民广播电台文艺广播 FM 87.6娱乐调频，北京曙光南科医院，西单时代广场往南200米，西荣县胡同64号，曙光热线6601-89996601-8999。身边事，天下事，尽在876资讯。
876资讯由北京东坝名贵木材大卖场特约播出。
东坝名贵木材大卖场低价批发大新板、密度板、贴面板等各类人造板材，地址东五环东坝出口向东3公里。
家装零利润，
万家灯火装饰城，
花钱少，
服务好，
万家灯火装饰城。
欢迎收听876资讯。从市园林绿化局了解到，北京2008年奥运会期间将有3000万盆鲜花栽摆街头，形成花团锦簇的环境景观。另外，本市将在奥运场馆的重点接待饭店周边、奥运道路联络线、城市重要节点、重要文化旅游点等地栽摆花卉3000万株，布置花带63万平方米。昨天从丰台交通支队了解到，明天和下周三以及5月9号每天晚上，海淀区展西路大型桥梁运输车辆将从大兴区出发，主要途经丰台管街道路至海淀展西路施工工地。从市交通委了解到，五一黄金周的几天里，轨道交通每日开行地铁列车1569列，备班13组列车，并随时根据客流做好加开临客、延长运营时间的准备。与此同时，市公交集团备车200部，做好了突发事件的运输准备。昨天上午，从朝阳区统计局了解到，今年一季度朝阳区商品房空置面积增幅开始出现明显下降，与此同时，空置商铺面积却占到20%多。昨天从中国造币总公司了解到，奥运会火炬接力纪念章将在26号晚上奥运会火炬方案和传递路线揭晓时上市。由于火炬设计还没有正式公布，纪念章上带火炬的一半暂时不能对外公布。本时段876资讯是由苗山编辑张帆为您播报，欢迎您继续收听娱乐调频87.6北京文艺广播，接下来为您播出的文艺大点播。
妈妈，文艺大点播马上开始了。
有这么一个人呢，连他自己的名字都不会写，
挤兑的没办法，推着车子出去卖切糕去。
大哥，你缘分呐！
我可以很负责任的告诉你，后果很严重。啊，
当你的转身去的工作，早上回来很轻松。文艺大点播正在进行中，兄弟姐妹最心动。听广播，接听876娱乐调频，大家都乐开怀。上升小品彩铃歌曲，快乐的声音无处不在。小集美，小东帅，他们的节目更厉害。每天内容由你主宰，文艺大点播是最愉快。班里的转手举在空中，找到快乐很轻松。文艺大点播正在进行中，兄弟姐妹最心动。
我看行。